Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Ba-dum,
boom, 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 boom. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom.
Oh. Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Welcome, Buzz, and welcome the birthday girl, Miss Evie.
How are you, Evie? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How old are you today?
Four.
Hey, guess what? I know you had a party and you also got lots of presents yesterday. I couldn't come, but I got you a present.
Ooh, what did you get? Open it.
Rip it.
Oh, I can see it. Making lights buzzing underneath. Quick, open it.
Go, Evie, go.
Oh, you'd be a kid again.
What was the theme of your party yesterday?
It was cool, but I liked it so much.
Yeah, what was it?
Oh.
It was a unicorn party, and what have you got? Oh, my gosh, that is so
That's
cool.
What I really wanted.
And guess what? Look, if you pat its back, it lights up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is the best thing ever, Evie. What do you want to say to dude?
Thank you.
No worries, dude. Have the best birthday ever.
I will.
Okay.
She's off now.
You're taking your Margaret. You're
she's
taking
done. She got her president. She's gone.
Yeah. We do have a mammoth show coming up for you this afternoon. $1,000 to give away for Mad Mum Monday. We've got the paper quiz on the show this afternoon as well. And ahead of our backdoor banging party, which is tomorrow. Tommy, we've got a test for you just after four.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We need to talk about Gumtree.
Okay.
Give me a home among the Gumtree.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz. I know I'm about 5 years too late to Gumtree, but I'm just discovering Gumtree.
Who sings that song?
That's a great question.
Why?
Just wondered.
Are you thinking it sounds a bit?
Yeah. I thought it was the gum tree.
Okay, maybe we stop playing.
Is it old, mate?
Is it okay? Either way, either of the options we're thinking of aren't good.
Yeah, not good.
Who's anyway? You can do some googling, Buzz, and find out.
No, it's fine.
John Williamson.
John
Williamson.
John Williamson.
Oh, hey.
Good on him. Great stuff. Play it again, Buzzy.
Okay, so I'm going to be careful with names here, but my friend Gemma, right, was texting me, and she says to me the other day, this is at 10 o'clock at night, you guys should do a segment on Gumtree. I have a phobia of dealing with strangers.
You mean your friend Gemma as in our boss?
No, I just made up that name. I didn't want to use the
real
name.
You were saying that your friend is just a segment, which
boss
is actually our
is
boss
now going on Gumtree to try and find stuff. A new radio show at this rate. And I wrote back, it's good, yeah? And she said, I just had a woman call me 12 times tonight. And I wrote back, what? She said, yes, her husband came in 30 minutes of me listing my chair. I said, what? She said, I'm selling SH beep beep and people want it. I'm like, okay. She said, then I had to tell a woman that she didn't get the chair and she was heartbroken, exclamation mark. I said, heartbroken? And I said, anyway, I'm trying to sell a rug. No one's biting. And then she wrote, because I'm trying to sell a rug on Gumtree.
Yeah. Right?
And then she texts me back saying, the woman texts me twice saying, was it the money? Then she called me crying. Was it the money? Was it the money?
After she can't take a Gumtree rejection.
Because she couldn't take the rejection. And I said, what? How much are you selling it for? And she goes, $1,000. I said, what? You buy it for? She says, $1,000. I'm like, what did you? And I said, did you sell it? She says, yes. And I said, wow. Anyway, I went to bed going, I'm just going to start listing more stuff on Gumtree. And I woke up in the morning and she writes another word I can't say starting with F,
yep.
Gumtree. And I said, what happened? She said, the lady doesn't want the chair anymore. She wants to return it. So now she's trying to get the woman who missed out on the chair to want the chair.
What's she done on the chair overnight that means she suddenly doesn't want it anymore?
But what was weird about this was I was thinking that means for 2 hours she went back and forth with a whole bunch of people she has never met via text message arguing over a chair.
So here's an idea that might sound a bit left field. Is it a great way to meet people? It sounds like fun. Like if you've been through all the dating apps, do you just start listing stuff on Gumtree and see who turns up?
You know what? Maybe.
Maybe.
And you list like really bizarre things because you all the things you're interested in so that you get people that like are like-minded, yes. Like a surfboard. You list a surfboard so someone rocks up and you're like, ooh, yes. I like a surfer.
Yes, and some athletic gorgeous yes. person goes, yes. Where's this surfboard? And yes. you look at them like a psycho and you say, there never was a surfboard. I just wanted to meet a fit person. And they go, oh, put the kettle on then. That's how
Buzz,
I see it.
Buzz, you love
out.
A bit of gum tree, don't you?
I was actually going to say, off that, like Bronte and I bought, we just moved into a new house and we bought a stack of things off Gumtree and we bought a dining table off this couple and we're like, I really want to be their friend. Is that weird if we then go back and go, hey,
yep,
can we
completely.
Be friends because we got along
again,
so well?
This is like we were saying, maybe it's more of a date, a meeting up app than it is a furniture
is there a,
selling
is there
app.
A meeting up option? Can you buy stuff or just catch up? Is that a separate tab?
I think you've got to buy stuff, don't you? Like that's the whole, it's buy, swap and sell.
So now I've got to
thing.
Buy stuff to hang out with people.
You can buy
but
cheap stuff
I mean,
on there though.
Listen, you're getting a bargain.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Cheaper than dinner. You,
but hang on.
It is cheaper than dinner.
Didn't you say it was $1,000 for that chair?
Yeah, and
that's
she bought it for
Swiss
$1,000.
Chair.
No, she's almost
I'll
made
go in
profit.
The Gumtree. There's a good freebie on Gumtree.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah, I love it. You've just got to pick it up yourself. This is great.
Oh.
You watch me. I'll be the biggest hoarder, but I'll be the most popular.
Go on, have a look now. What can we get? Oh, let's gosh. Get something.
This
I'm excited by it. Yeah. What do you want?
Here is, and I haven't made this word up. I didn't know this was a thing. A 14-foot beaver tail car trailer.
It's only a car trailer?
Yeah, a beaver tail car trailer.
Mm.
It's only $4,500.
Okay.
There's a $120,000 Winnebago. There's a $100 mattress.
Oh,
yeah.
That's enough to make me sick.
Anyway, I want to hear stories. 13, 10, 60. What's gone down on Gumtree?
Do you want to know who have you met? Do you want to know if it started out as a retail transaction?
That's why you're better at radio than me. Forget 13, 10, 60, what went down on Gumtree.
Who have you done on Gumtree? Give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We were talking Gumtree.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I'm five. I mean, you just told me off air about a radio competition you used to do at the old radio station you worked at, which was a long time ago, on about Gumtree. I realise I'm very, very late.
See,
to
I didn't realise you were just bringing it to me like, hey, have you heard about this hit new Gumtree thing?
No, my cousin's selling stuff, right?
Yeah. I understand how it works, mate. You don't have to explain it
so
to me.
So now I'm trying to sell a rug, but no one's biting.
Yeah.
And I'm very frustrated.
You're trying to sell a rug.
Sell a rug.
Are you? Yes. Why are you trying to sell a rug?
Because I want someone to come get it.
Mate, you've done all right. Just give it to the salvos.
Yeah, but I don't.
Well, now I put you in an impossible position.
No. Can you take it for me?
You're basically stealing money from the salvos if you don't. Just give it to an op shop.
Someone said put it on Gumtree and then it's like someone will take it away for you.
In exchange for money.
No, but I don't want that much for it. I just want someone to take it away.
How much are you putting it up for?
I don't know. Stop anyway.
It'll be like thousands of dollars, isn't it?
It's not. It's not. Anyway, you've asked and the people are hooking up.
Well, I just want to know whether there are further opportunities because you were saying people are meeting people and having funny interactions. I thought maybe they've gone romantic.
Exactly. Ryan joins us. Ryan, did you meet the love of your life on Gumtree?
No, not quite. We met the bridesmaid for our wedding.
What?
Bridesmaid for our wedding that's coming up in May.
So your missus met a mate. So she
pretty
met
much.
And then became mates with her.
Pretty much. So we were selling some baby stuff because we had our third and final child on Gumtree.
Yeah.
And they you're come around to pick it up.
Final child on
Gumtree. Yeah, third and final child.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come around and bought it and sort of stood around awkwardly for sort of 5 or 10 minutes because they had a little boy as well and the kids were sort of playing. Then they left and about half an hour later we got a message saying, oh, you want to be friends?
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, but just to make sure, has your wife ever hooked up with this lady?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so it still doesn't quite fit the brief. It's great. It's a great story.
Oh, you only want people that have met a partner?
I just want to know how far it's gone. Okay. I'd love to get, we've got a wedding involved, that's great, but I'd love to know if there's a hookup or a wife or a...
Kirby, have you hooked up on Gumtree?
No, but I've hooked up with a lot of cash.
How do you do this?
Like, that free part you were talking about, Tommy, oh my God, it is like a gold mine. Like, I stay at home 5 days a week, drop the kids off at school, pick them up, and during the day, I sit on Gumtree, freebies. And I'll pick
the
them up. All the good stuff. Sometimes it's a bit of crap, but you get all the good stuff, and you take it home, and you put it in your house for, like, 2 months, it looks great, you get over it, you sell it. Like, I've made so much money
amazing,
on
baby.
The freebies. Like, the other week, Carrie, I bought a rug for free. mm-hmm. like 10 minutes from my house, and I sold it for $50 the next day. I didn't want it.
Amazing.
Do you buy stuff
People
for
buy
free?
No rugs.
I don't reckon you bought a rug
for
free.
Don't be a stickler.
No, I didn't buy a rug. So I didn't buy a rug. I picked up a rug.
Don't, Kirby, ignore him.
Curbs.
I don't even know.
No, no, good on you, Curbs.
Seriously. That's great. Samantha, have you hooked up on Gumtree?
Yes, I've hooked up on Gumtree.
Oh, here we go. What happened, Sam?
I met my now husband 6 years ago from buying something off him on Gumtree.
What were you buying off him?
He had a wedding dress from his ex-wife.
And what did you need a wedding dress for?
I needed a Deb dress for my daughter. And I brought the wedding dress, and a couple of weeks later we started dating, and
who did the initial, like, once you parted companies with the dress, who did the, hey?
He messaged me a few days later and said, hey, how you going? Just wondering if you want to catch up.
Wow. So I've just got to buy an old wedding dress, pretend like it's my ex-wife, and meet my future wife.
You missed the bit. You need the six-year-old who's having a Deb.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're the guy. You don't need the six-year-old.
Hang on. I'm the guy? This is too confusing. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. What have we got coming up on the show, Buzz?
Tomorrow we are heading to Hobart for Beck's backdoor banging.
We've got an opener. Why are we talking about it?
What?
We've got an opener.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Carrie and Tommy's backdoor banging.
No, like my real backdoor. Like, do you want in my house?
Yeah.
Anyway, Beck's back door is broken. Tommy's going to come to the rescue. He's going to fix Beck's back door. We're doing that tomorrow, but we've only just thought about the fact that maybe you can't fix Beck's back door.
You've thought about that. I'm confident in my abilities.
Well, I'm not, but like many people, I have a lot of broken things around my home. So coming up later this show, we're going to see if you can fix them. And it's a win-win then. I get my things fixed, and then we know that you're good to go
tomorrow.
See
what you said? You get your things fixed. You're confident as well.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Great. Yes. Everyone's confident.
Are we confident about the paper quiz? Because that's happening for us next. Are we feeling very smart?
Not particularly, but we'll go with it. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Yeah, you know what I reckon the problem is?
What?
Is that I don't absorb any of the information.
No.
So even if we did last week's quiz, I wouldn't know the answers.
I think I've got the same problem.
Okay.
I've just had a baby too, so I have a reason. What's your reason?
Dumb.
All right.
Let's do it, Buzz.
Question number one. Who directed the 2018 movie The Mule?
I'm so glad you asked me this question.
I know this.
Sonda.
Angus Sampson.
Oh, my God. You know
who?
All of them.
Oh,
Angus
you did.
Sampson.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Good job, Sonda.
Because he has to sift through his own and swallow it again.
I never saw the movie.
Oh.
All right, question number two. Mogadishu is the capital city of which country?
Mogadishu is in
somewhere Africa. Chad? I've always wanted Chad to be correct.
Chad.
Somalia?
Somalia,
says Somalia. Christian.
The back of him, all right. Somalia, are we locking that in or Chad?
Yep.
All right.
Somalia.
Yes, Somalia. I just want Chad to be the answer.
Question number three. What is the name of the home ground of the Hobart Hurricanes Big Bash League team?
What's one of the grounds?
Blundstone Arena. Blundstone Arena.
Great.
Maybe Bellerive, because that's, but it's either one of those two.
Oh, it's Bellerive Oval.
Is it?
But I think it's been changed. I think it's like a sponsorship. I think Blundstone.
Great.
Yep.
But that one, great. Okay.
Question four.
Because you know what I've noticed?
What?
We haven't answered one.
It doesn't matter, mate. We're a team.
I know.
No, you said Bellerive, so.
Yeah.
No, but that's because you said it first.
Okay.
I repeated it.
All right.
The ears work, the noggin doesn't.
Baba Unaz, Younger Brothers, is featured in which TV series for children?
Back to back. What's it called, Baba? What's
Baba Unaz.
The elephant one.
The elephant.
Baba's Corner? Is it Baba's Corner?
No.
God,
the elephant one.
It's an elephant. That's Baba. It's the elephant, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah.
What did you say, Christian?
It's Baba.
Baba,
sorry.
Is the show called Baba?
Ooh.
Is it called Baba's Corner?
No.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Is it called Baba the Elephant on TV?
Oh, yes, I think it is.
Baba the Elephant?
King? Isn't he a king or a prince or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
King Baba?
Prince?
How many times can we just keep saying Baba?
Baba's Palace? The Kingdom of Baba?
What do you want to, what should we lock in?
Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves?
Baba the Elephant.
I don't think that's it. Okay, sure.
Cool. Yep.
Question number five. The scales are the symbol of which astrological sign in the zodiac? Oh,
Libra.
Libra.
Oh! Yeah.
I reckon you're right. It could be Prince Baba.
Yeah.
I think it's Prince Baba. No?
I really don't think so. It's just Baba.
Baba.
Okay, let's go with Baba.
Okay. Baba.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Question number one. Who directed the 2018 movie? Who do we say?
Angus Sampson.
It was.
Oh. He starred in it.
Clint
I'm
Eastwood.
So sorry. Clint Eastwood.
Oh, then he didn't star in it either.
Same.
What was the movie called?
The Mule.
Yeah, you're thinking of you because I know that Angus Sampson movie that you're talking about. It's where he gets caught smuggling and then he has to sit in the cell and he keeps passing it and eating it.
Well, you Google what that is.
It's also called The Mule.
Oh, well, that's tricky.
It's not, it's not a 2018 film. Oh, that's fine. Let's go to the next.
Next one.
Yep. Mogadishu is in Somalia.
Amazing.
Great work, Christian.
Yep.
Blundstone Arena or Belrive. We got that right.
Oh, well done, Buzz.
Baba is wrong.
What is it?
Puffin Rock.
Oh.
I did not even think that.
And the Zodiac is Libra.
3 out of 5. Not bad.
Well done.
Yep.
That is.
I contributed nothing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Backdoor banging party tomorrow. We put Tommy Little to the test. He has to fix something of Carrie's, and none of us think he can.
Oh. What a kick in the guts.
But what are we doing right now, Buzz?
Right now, though, if you are a mad mum and you want to vent, now's your time. 13 10 60. Also got $1,000 on the line.
What?
Yeah, good.
Mad Mum Mondays. 5 women. 5 mothers, 1 murder. Australia's biggest new drama. Bad Mothers tonight at 9 on Channel 9.
$1,000 on the cards just to vent. Mm. Oh my God, is there a better thing to do on a Monday?
No, not at all. And I've got to admit, I did forget about the cross promotion then, and I thought that was like our call was coming up. 5 mothers, 1 murder. I'm like, I am staying tuned for these people. How do we get them on the line?
Jackie, give us a go. What are you mad about on a Monday?
Hey guys. So I have a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And we argued in the morning about whether or not he was allowed to bring a toy to school. Of course he's not allowed. He's not responsible to look after anything. We had a massive argument. He threw a tantrum, went to the car. So I just finished everything else inside, packed up, locked up, got in the car, off I go. I drove 25 minutes to work, got inside, parked up, everything else, went to get the sunshade thing from my window, oh, cool. And he was dead asleep in the back of the car.
What's
so sorry, Jackie. I got no, so bored I fell asleep during the middle of the night.
Jackie.
And
what,
I
so
understand
what happened? You got
what
to work.
Your kid did as well.
You got to work and your child was asleep in the back of the car.
He was asleep
that was basically
in the back of the car.
It. Let's move on.
hold the line, Jackie. You might win that $1,000.
Oh, she's not going to, mate. You can hang up, Jax. That's fine.
Jackie.
What? It worked.
She just needed to vent. She's tired. Natalie.
She's tired. What, has she heard her own story back?
Natalie, I think Tommy needs it to be a quick story.
Oh,
but
nah,
tell
just,
us
a, just a good
happening.
One,
Nat. Hi, guys. Well, this was a recent one, and I was across between furious and ready to have a nervous breakdown. It was school photo day.
Yeah.
We had the haircuts on the weekend, the shoes were shined, the uniforms were clean.
Paint the whole picture, Nat.
Yeah, busy getting everyone ready to get out the door and onto,
oh, and it's such
into
a rush
school
in the morning.
On time.
Yeah.
Buzz,
yeah.
And can we
I
speak
go,
to,
go
can
to
we speak to our producers just quickly?
So,
just
no,
quickly.
Where's,
can
I'm
we,
talking
can
to
we,
Natalie.
Yeah,
Caitlin, are you there?
Belle's here.
Belle?
Yes.
Are you telling them to tell their story quickly?
Yes.
Okay, because they may as well start with the lines. Let's start at the beginning and take it from there. It was 1981. It was a cold, blustery day. Have we got any?
Okay,
Belle,
you
have
tell
you got
the next ones to be quicker, Belle, and
have
we'll
you got
go
a
back
quick
to
one
there.
Okay, Melissa, go with Melissa.
Okay. Go, Mel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, legend.
Okay, kids are driving insane. I was driving in the city, and they'll go, Mum, 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 Mum. And I was like, hang on a minute, hang on a minute. And then I pulled up behind a row of cars.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are they taking so long? Why are they taking so long?
Yeah.
These cars are taking forever. And then I realised they were all parked.
Yeah, there we go, Mel. Give her $1,000, Buzz. That's how you do
please,
it.
Please, please.
Give her $1,000, Buzzy.
$1,000. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Five mothers, one murder, Australia's biggest new drama.
There may have been a murder during that segment.
It is called Bad Mothers tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 9.
And I mean, stage, next week, you could win $1,000. All you have to do is not be boring for 20 seconds.
They weren't boring. They just had a lot to get off their chest.
They did.
If you want to win that $1,000 next week, register at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are going to Hobart and we are doing our backdoor banging party.
We're going to Hobart so that Tommy can fix Beck's back door.
Beck's got a bugger back door that needs fixing. And you thought, why get in the professionals when you can get in me?
I mean, I'm
fraction of the cost.
Concerned, to be honest. I mean, I might as well just put it out here, 13 10 60. If you are a proper tradie who can fix back doors, I think we're going to need one.
Fix back doors.
It's a tongue twister.
If you're a proper radio host who can speak, I'd also like you. 13 10 60.
Back door, 13 10 60 calls. We need a tradie in Hobart. But for now, you're going to attempt to fix the light in my study, which has not worked for 2 to 4 years. Not 100% sure, but we can never be in here at night because it's so dark.
And is this a study that you use often?
Well, why do you ask?
Because there's a computer from about 1985 here with a smashed screen. Just photos with your mates on the wall here.
Okay.
Such good stuff. You and Brad Pitt, you and Robbie Williams. Oh, Ed Sheeran and Ollie.
Okay.
Just such a normal family's home. What a knob. You and Oprah. Oh, I bet you busted the light in the study just so we'd come in here. Oh, the room that has my photo of me and Oprah, there's something broken.
No.
What is it, Carrie? I don't know. Let's say the light.
2 years ago, I
bet you turn on the light switch and it works. Where is it?
Had photos.
I actually don't even know where the light switch is.
Famous people we'd met, and I was like, where could we put them? We'll hide them in the study because no one comes in here. It's a private room.
We'll hide them in the study.
See,
then we'll
it doesn't work. The light doesn't work.
Okay, I can confirm.
So how are you going to get up there?
See, the reason I've been feeling a bit is because I don't reckon you've done the proper prep for me for this situation.
I didn't have to do any prep. You're the tradie. I've called you and said, come round and fix my light.
And had I seen the room beforehand?
Yes.
No, I hadn't. I've never been in here.
No, neither is a tradie when they come over to your house.
Yeah, well, now I have to go get a light bulb because I looked at Sonda and I said, do you have a light bulb? And Sonda went bright red and had this panicked look in her eyes.
Oh, my God, do you not have a light globe to change the
light? I didn't know what globe it was going to be.
Well, you should have asked.
I thought that was going to be part of this. You were going to have the globe.
Mate, tradies don't rock up and go, I'll come back next week and
Why
fix that
Why did you
globe?
Get portable mics so we could go and hang out in the study when you know we don't have a light globe? I know why, so I can see the photo of you and Oprah.
Did I tell you I met Oprah?
Yeah, I'm well really aware.
You make it on the wall. Look, there's you and me.
Next to and under you and Oprah.
Okay, so what's come out of this? You can't fix my light.
Well, there's that, and your password to everything is Carolyn.
Oh, my God, you actually said out loud.
So while I go get a light, maybe you change your passwords to everything.
Mate, no, seriously.
Yeah? You what?
You know what?
What?
It's my password to everything.
Stop saying it's your password to everything.
Well, I've already said that.
Buzz, make it better.
I hope tomorrow's party goes. I'm not even going anymore.
What are you
going to
do?
Door in your
are
own.
You hanging out with Oprah?
No. I have to go in and fix all my bloody passwords.
So the end result of this is you can't fix that light, Tommy.
No.
No, I don't have
which
a light bulb.
Which means he's not going to be able to fix Beck's back door.
No, because they're bringing a door.
Which means 13 10 60. Yeah, you wouldn't have brought the door, would you?
I would have gone there, seen that I need a new door. I thought,
we need
you
a tradie, we need
tools.
You have to have tools and you have to rock up tomorrow. There's $1,000 up for grabs if you can come with tools and help fix Beck's back door, thanks to Amar.
Do they need to have met Oprah?
Stop it.
Okay.
All right.
No.
We are looking for a tradie right now. 13 10 60, if you can come to Beck's house tomorrow and fix the back door. $1,000 up for grabs if you do get there, thanks to Amart Furniture. Save up to 50% off selected furniture. Across the store with deals this good, you'll be saying, I got it at Amart. 13 10 60. Tradies, we're looking for you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy, we can say it was a failed attempt at fixing.
I didn't have a light bulb, mate.
Well, you didn't fix it.
Tradies rock up with their tools.
Absolutely.
Tradies
so we are
rock
still
up with a range of light bulbs.
We are still looking. Absolutely.
Yes,
for a Hobart-based tradie, if you do get to Beck's backdoor party tomorrow, you will get a chance to win $1,000 thanks to Amart Furniture, where you can save up to 50% off selected furniture across the store.
So all you've got to do is help fix Beck's back door and you could get a grand.
I don't think I need help, but yes, that is essential.
Well, let's see. Gavin, are you there? Are you ready to come down if Tommy can't do it?
Absolutely.
Gavi, are you a tradie?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and if you rocked up to a job and someone said, I need my light bulbs changed, would you rock up with a range of light bulbs?
Yes.
Or you wouldn't rock up and check first and then go get the light?
No, just I'd rock up with light bulbs.
How many light bulbs do you have on you right now?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, that's what tradies do. They bring their tools. Great, Gavin. We'll see you there, mate. We're going to need you. Beck, have you got some light bulbs? What are you bringing, babe?
I don't have light bulbs, but I do have a pole dancing pole.
You're in.
I knew you'd say that. Yay. Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, Beck. Yeah. Are you a pole dancer?
Oh, why do you say it like that?
Because I didn't know if I was allowed to ask.
You just didn't know she was just bringing a pole, but didn't dance.
I am. I just didn't know it was one of those questions if you're going to ask that.
I own a pole studio, the Hobart's Pole Studio, Diamond Class, and we teach pole fitness. So myself and my manager, Jess, she's going to come along and we can do some pole dancing on our freestanding pole outside and entertain you guys while you're hard at work fixing the door.
Are you any good with back doors? Could you think you could fix it?
No.
No,
but,
that's good.
Oh, look, I can offer loads of moral support.
Yeah, that's what we need, Beck. Yep. That's what we need. She's we in. Love it. You're great. Coming. And should we go to the main woman, the other Beck?
The
other Beck in our lives?
The other Beck in our lives. Mm. The owner of the buggered back door herself, Beck. How are you, Beck?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Oh, I mean, pretty great. Are you buoyed by the fact that you're going to have a couple of pole dancers at your house tomorrow?
I'm so excited. And it's really funny because I've been, you know, I've Googled Diamond Class. I really have. Like, I've looked at those and I just haven't had the, you know, the guts in both of those sort of meanings. You know what I mean?
The guts, we'll get you up on the pole tomorrow and you can have a crack.
Oh, come on now. If you get up, Carrie, I'll get up. There we go.
We're all going to be working the pole. Buzz will be down there.
Absolutely.
Doing his thing. We'll all do it.
Yeah, you'll be fixing the back door.
I'm so excited.
Back door won't take long. I'll be on that pole in no time.
How are you feeling about the chance that you get to have a new back door, Beck?
Oh, look, honestly, the back door is just a bonus. The fact that I'm having Tommy Little, Carrie Bickmore, Buzz. I've had a voice crush on Buzz for long time. I like you too, Buzz. I like you a lot.
Beck, if you like his voice, wait till you see him oiled up working a pole. Because
I wasn't going to, Beck, but now I will.
Please do.
Yes,
I've got Harvey babysat for the afternoon. So we are
so Harvey's not going to be there?
No, I think now that he knows that there's going to be a pole dancer, I think he has taken the afternoon off work, you know. tell me why. You know,
We'll see you tomorrow, Beck. We can't wait.
Awesome. I can't wait either, guys. See you then.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have you had your hair coloured, Husey?
I haven't had my hair coloured. I did a photo shoot this morning with Tommy Little and we can't talk about it, Tommy. Apparently it's embargoed. So.
Can't you?
Oh, I've been telling Carrie all
about
it.
We did a whole break on it. Yeah. No, we didn't.
But off air you can tell her, but not on air.
Give us a clue.
Oh, so we're not even allowed to talk about it?
Well, that's what I've been told by our publicist.
Why? Was it like something about it that was...
No, there was nothing.
Oh, no. Was it one of the funny... Was it one of those funny photos that you do for the comedy festival?
Yes, and it could end up on the front of the newspaper. So,
well, you just said yes.
I just talked about it, didn't I?
Yeah, you talked about it.
No, but you can't say what the theme is. So last year someone was on a horse, weren't they?
No.
And I thought you were in a hospital or a ward.
Yeah, I played a nurse.
That's right.
I played a nurse and I played the queen in the year before that.
You're mad for dressing up as a woman.
Yeah, but did I dress up this year? That's the question.
Ooh. Tommy played a fetus in Carrie's pre-birth photos. Yes.
But the real good photo never got published, did it? The real one that we really wanted to see.
It wasn't too much. The fetus with jam.
I agree, Hughes. I thought it was funny as well.
Maybe it was just because I was about to give birth to the baby. I found it all a bit too close to home.
Too gruesome.
And the trouble I went through, because in hindsight then, I got my head covered in jam.
For no reason.
Absolutely no reason. All right. Yes. I smelled like strawberry jam
for
about a week.
Can't he publish it now? Like, shouldn't he be able to put that on his website or
socials
now?
The covered in jam was also between my legs. It was all just a bit much.
But Carrie, can't you let him today say, I'm going to put this on my Insta today?
No, I reckon if we did codes training early today, I reckon if we ran it past our codes man, he'd say it's too much.
All right. Codes is when you have to do this training once a year.
What's the other word for it?
In the media.
Compliance.
Right, yeah.
It's a legal legal thing, so it's like to not defame anyone. Yeah. What's
so
the other thing? To not cause
money.
Offense.
Yeah, all
you must not cause offense.
And there was stuff that, and Kate, you missed it because you're over there in bloody Italy and it was too early in the morning for you. And I turned up late because these guys started early. Did you?
No, we didn't. We started on time and you turned up
we
late.
We started very much on time.
I got told it was 1:45.
No, whatever. Anyway.
And luckily I decided,
you walked in 10 minutes before that.
Nothing starts at 1:45. Nothing. It's, have you ever known anything to start at 1:45?
And that's not what you said. You walked in 10 minutes before that and your first words were, I've got to leave at 1:45.
That is not true, man. I had my spud, my garlic butter spud, and I ate it during the meeting. And I almost ate that at the spud shop, which would have meant I missed the meeting completely.
This has been the most interesting 5 minutes of radio I think we've ever done together.
The fact is, and Kate, these guys wouldn't let me talk to the lawyer. No. I wanted to have chats to the lawyer about stuff.
Rocked up late and then took all the time and slowed down the meeting. No one likes and also, a chatting person in a meeting, all right?
Thank you. You know, that's our rule. No one from our team ever asks the question in a meeting or they get the death stare.
I agree.
Can we extend that to mature age students at university?
Yes.
Because they always are so keen to get involved and ask a question. And just for everybody's sake, just put your hands down.
Wow. And here's another tip for mature age students. Don't take a briefcase. No one wants to see anyone at university with a briefcase.
A satchel? Can you take a satchel?
You can take a satchel.
You know, I've decided right now, as we're all sitting here, I'm going to get a degree. I'm going to get a degree.
In what?
Oh, no,
I don't know what. I don't know. Maybe I'll finish my accounting degree. I'm halfway through. Maybe
well,
I can finish
it. You've got money to manage. Maybe that's good.
And I've meant to have a meeting with my accountant today, which I couldn't be bothered having.
Cancel it.
Oh, my God.
Far easier to go back and complete the accountant's degree.
All right. Stick around.
Don't forget, the meeting with your accountant will start at 1:45.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.